Hello?
Carry on.
Aye. I've just got this email from the town hall. Aye. She says that the date's wrong. I've had to come down and she's arguing with me.
Aye.
She's saying that you've confirmed when you were with Kieran that the date was the 16th of October.
No, the 6th?
Do you want to speak to them? Because I don't know what I'm going to do, Kieran. I'm going to be sick. I'm sweating and everything. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Fine,
I'll put it on for you, right?
Hello.
Hello. No, it definitely was the 6th of October, we agreed.
Can you stop shouting for a wee minute?
I'm not shouting.
I've got the file in front of me and we've actually got a wedding on that date.
When we were in last year, it was definitely the 6th of October.
No, the Dassies are getting married on that date.
We've got everything booked for the 6th of October.
I'm a bit stressed myself, if I'm honest. I don't really know what to do because this could fall
back. I think you'd really kind of need to understand here. We have a full wedding booked.
We can give you Monday the 15th.
No, that's not going to work.
I don't know what to do. You're making me really stressed out. I don't know what to do about this.
You don't know what to do. Like, we've got a wedding book.
Stop shouting at me.
I'm not shouting.
I'm going to put on my boss. I don't know what else to do. Hold on a minute. Goodness sake, I can't believe this.
I'll deal with this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, can I ask what you're saying to my staff? You made a member of staff cry.
I actually just said to her we booked the wedding for the 6th of October.
Never mind your wedding. This lassie's in tears over here.
It's
an absolute disgrace. This is an absolute outrage.
An outrage is when you book your wedding for a specific date, then come 12 weeks before to tell me that the wedding's actually booked for the week before.
She's going through a hard time at the moment. She's gone through a breakup with her boyfriend.
My heart bleeds for her. My sister is supposed to be getting married on the 6th of October, booked, paid everything, deposits, the rest, in which she now has to lose all that. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Right, so you want the 6th of October?
Yes, because that would be the date that we've booked.
I could get you early morning or late night.
No, we wanted the all day.
All day's not going to happen because Brendan Dassey's getting married that day and he's a friend of one of the councillors. So that's not going to happen.
Also, because I've got friends in high places, then he gets the date.
Off the record, this is how it works. If you're a friend of a councillor, job's a good one, you know what I mean? I could probably get you a marquee, but we wouldn't be able to do food or alcohol.
No, that's not going to work.
You could have a band or a DJ. Couldn't have both. There's not enough power in the marquee. So you need to decide.
Right, can I call you back?
No, you need to decide now.
This is an absolute joke.
Heads or tails?
No, this is ridiculous.
Heads or tails, go on.
Can you put me back on the phone to my sister? Is she still there?
She's still here, yep. Hold on, I'll put her on.
Kieran.
Francis, what the f*** is going on here?
I don't know. Kieran, do you think we should just let him toss a coin?
No, f*** off, Francis. He's saying to you that you need to get married in the morning or at night. They can't do food and they can't do alcohol. Are you having a f***? Laugh.
Kieran, I don't know. See if the guy comes back, we'll just say tails, right?
No, not Francis. Off. You are not making this decision on a heads or tails.
Did you say heads or tails, madam?
What is going on here?
Oh, it's heads! Oh, that's good news for the Dassey family, but not good for the Pews.
Who is this?
This is George Bowie, your life on Clyde One's Make Sister Sweat. Francis, well done. You've played an absolute blinder. I hope the wedding goes well. And don't leave it all to Kerry-Ann, all right?
Thank you. Bye.